I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories. Welcome to the Dad Experience. Hopefully everybody's having a good couple weeks here and things have been going well. We just passed our major event that we all here at the Dad Experience celebrate, which is Father's Day. Tried to get this episode out before Father's Day, but we are dads and life gets in the way and school's ending and graduations happen and all those great things that come along with our job and in our professions. So Mike, how's it going? How did you spend your Father's Day?
It's not going too bad, bud. For Father's Day, I just wanted to stay home. We just stayed home, hung out with the boys. They swam around in the pool. Our friends came over, and they brought their kids too. So, I mean, they just battled all day, and I just did nothing. It was awesome. It was glorious.
That's nice.
What about you? What about you?
Well, you know, I've been meaning to head out to the apple orchard or this time of year the strawberry strawberries to go pick strawberries and do all that good stuff, because I've decided this year that I'm going to take on top of having a newborn at home and a toddler running around to make strawberry wine. So we went up there and we went up to an orchard an apple orchard, which obviously they have everything up there. They do a lot of farming. It's a huge agricultural area.
Wait, which one are you going to? Which one is this?
Up in Romeo. You're going to Westview. So those folks that are in the area know where that's at, but if you're listening in Zimbabwe, you probably have no clue. But it's basically there's a petting zoo there. They have in the fall they have corn mazes, but they have like tractor rides. You can pick strawberries this time of year, and they have great pastries and bakeries and all kinds of great things with their market, and it's just a cool place to hang out and go do some things as a family. And like I said, I needed to get a bunch of strawberries too, so that's what I decided to do. And then later that evening I decided to start getting the wine ready to start fermenting, so I can start getting it ready to go for hopefully drinking at the end of summer.
Yeah, drinking.
So that's
drinking
what we did. It was a good Father's Day. It was a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time with family. And then the day before, you know, because you were here, we had a big party because it's Eleanor's heartiversary. She had her surgery a year ago this week, and we wanted to do something big for her, but we also wanted to do something for Lucy and let people meet Lucy and get to know her. And we had a big fun children's concert. We had a couple guys come, twin brothers called Gemini, come and play for the kids, and they really enjoyed it. And we had the pool open. Just had a great time. Yeah, I'm sure your boys loved it. Did they enjoy it?
Well, I mean, Mr. Adam means a big pool, so
it's always fun.
Pool.
But that's why we put the work into those things, because I love to see the joy on the kids' faces when they get to go in there. I mean, it's been a lot of time working on it, but it gets me out of the house too. Sometimes I don't get out of the house.
Yeah, so, same here.
It's a lot of fun.
The only thing with my pool is that Jamie never wants me to. Wants to help me put the freaking cover on, and it's a two-person job.
It is. Those are. That's why I invested in a reel and the solar cover, and that's what I was working on yesterday, getting that all situated and after the party. But that's why I have a reel, so I can do that alone. So after the party, I was able to put it away myself, and Lauren could do some other things. But yeah, it was a good time, and like I said, Father's Day was good. A busy weekend, but you know what? Our school year's done here in Michigan, so I've got a lot of time to spend with the family, which is awesome.
Sweet.
So, Mike, I asked you to do this episode, and I know Father's Day has passed, but I wanted to do a tribute to the dads of the show and a lot of the dads that have been on the show and some of our biggest fans that have written to us or checked in with us. A big special shout out. We actually had a dad write me about a month ago on email. He was doing a cross-country trek from Wyoming to come visit family in Boston and then turn around back to Michigan. And an old family friend of mine who just had a baby, his first baby. And he wanted to shout out and say, first, soon to be dad, listen to the show. He was really enjoying it. It was Marty. Marty, thanks for listening to the show and finding us. We really appreciate you listening. But I wanted to get back to some of those guys that are listening that don't always hear some of the special things. So I talked to some dads on the show, and got in touch with their children, and mainly the wives of the dads that were on the show and the fans of the dads that are listening consistently to the show. And I had them record their children on their phones a couple questions. And Mike, I'm going to pose those questions to you first. And then we'll get into that after the break. We'll hear from our guests' children. But one of the questions I was asking was, you know, what do you love most about your dad?
My dad? Oh man, I don't, he's just such a warm, loving guy. Like he'd give you everybody probably says this about their dad. Well, maybe a lot of people say this about their dad. I mean, he's just a guy that's, I mean, if you need help, man, he's there. He's helping. He's working all day to help you. Shirt off his back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, your old man's the same way.
Do it, and I've said whenever I run across him. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. They grew up in, you know, nowadays I think most of the people our age, Mike, a lot of them, I shouldn't say all, I don't want to generalize, but we go to college, and you know, our high school diploma wasn't much use when we left high school. So, I mean, not necessarily so for right. everybody, but of the majority. So we were pushed into going to college. So a lot of that, like manual hard labor that I know your dad does very well and my dad does very well, it's gone at the wayside, and I respect that a lot. And I've seen that in your dad. Your dad has built many of things. He's helped me with many of things when I was getting my pool started, because I'd never had a pool before. I asked him so many questions and would call him because, you know, my parents never had one. So it was neat to connect with your dad and see him, you know, as an adult, see him how I saw him as a child, mm-hmm. but like mm-hmm. understand it. Yep, does that totally. Make sense? So no, your dad is the man.
Your dad's the man.
You know, like you said, like my dad, they're very similar.
They are.
Yeah. They're very similar. So it's very, very cool. So then Mike, you know, on the flip side of that, what is your favorite memory? It can be when you were growing up, and it can be as an adult, you know, it doesn't have to be a childhood.
You know what?
Favorite memory of your dad?
I don't really have a favorite memory from my childhood that I can just like pick out. It's just an overall sense of, man, this guy is so great. Like he's just so fun. You know, he's got a temper that's freaking hilarious. I can pick one fond memory out about my dad that kind of sums up everything. But we had gone camping, and he had a blowtorch, and he was using the blowtorch to, you know, light fires or, you know, the grill or whatever. And one evening he tried to light this damn thing, and it wasn't working. It was, you could see he's starting to get more and more pissed off, and it was just like bubbling over into an explosion. And like my brother and I are just like kind of like looking at him, and like I don't know if we were intentionally poking the bear, but you know, he's like, this thing, you know, that he's like, this, you know, the GD torch is broken. And then my brother and I are like, well, maybe it's just out of gas, Dad. And he knew it was a brand new gas cylinder. And he says, no. And he slammed it down on the ground. Like, no, it wasn't on the ground. It was on like the picnic table. And he bent the shit out of this thing. So, I mean, it was broken at that point. So he's like, no, it's broken. And then I looked at my brother. I was like, well, yeah, now it is. Not that I said out of my breath. I don't think he heard. Otherwise, he probably would have yelled at me.
Oh, man.
God, I don't know.
But how old do you remember about how old you were during that?
Probably around 10, maybe 8 years old or something like that. Yeah, sure.
Can I tell you a fond memory that I have of your dad? And you can tell me, and Mike, we may edit this out, but you can tell me if I have to.
No.
You might know where I'm going with this one.
Oh, yeah.
So your brother and I were really mischievous when we were kids. Because for our listeners that don't know, Mike's brother is my age, and Mike is my brother's age. My brother's in his 40s. Or
now we're both 41. 40.
Mike, you just turned 40.
Well, I'm
Ben
41.
He's a year younger than me. I'm 38. Are you 41? You're 41. Anton just turned 40 in October. You're right. So just turned 40 and 41. And so Anton and Mike were always good friends growing up. You ended up going to the same high school, living together in college. You've traveled with us. And Ben and I were close. And then all of a sudden, they both kind of moved and went in different directions and their thing. And you and I connected and just kind of
life happens,
big,
bro.
A strong bond, you and I, you know, a brotherly bond over the years. But anyways, you may remember when we were kids. I don't know where we found them, but we found, like every mischievous boy did, or most mischievous boys did, we found some Playboy magazines. You remember this, Mike?
Yeah, and I do.
Mike had this fort in their backyard. It was just kind of like a privacy fence built into like just this one square room that we used to, you know, look through the peepholes of the wood and like play guns or whatever we did as kids, you know, cops and robbers or whatever you wanted to call it. And so Ben and I decided, well, we found these and we want to keep them and look at them because we're young boys and going through puberty or whatever, and decide that we're going to hide them in the pine tree. Because that was really bright to do in like the late summer in Michigan, because at any time in Michigan, really. And so we decided to put them there, and your dad found them. And we always still get a laugh out of that, I think. It was a pretty funny thing that we did as kids, just being dumb kids. But I remember your dad and Ned didn't get really mad at us. None of them did. They just laughed. I still remember your parents and my parents laughing at Ben and I and how, you know, kind of dumb we were for even putting them in there, because obviously it's paper and we're leaving it outside because we thought we were clever and hiding. But that's a fond memory that I have. It's just, you know, and I can edit that out, Mike, if you want me to, but I thought it was pretty funny. So
that's hilarious.
Oh yeah. No, those are great memories. Your dad's a great guy, and you know, much love to him, because he's done a lot for me, even, you know, just over the years. So I appreciate your dad.
That's the way that guy is.
I know he is. He's a great man. A great man.
What about you on the flip side, bud? Same question. So, what do you remember about your dad? What's your,
well, what, you know? What I love most about my dad is kind of similar to what you said. And how always willing to work. You know, I always hear from people that, and I always forget, because I think my dad's still like our age now. Like, that's my memory. Like, my dad's ingrained in that age in my brain for some reason, right?
So, yeah, same
but
here.
He still moves and can outdo things like and not get tired like I do. Like, I get tired. So the amount of energy my dad has and can do, and never says a bad word about anybody, and just his patience. I mean, he's not patient with me all the time, and you know that, but he is the most, I know. Well, that's because I'm an idiot sometimes and I deserve it. But when it comes to just life in general and being a human in society, he is the most compassionate, patient person. And, I mean, one of the reasons I'm alive still is because my dad is so caring and good, and the listeners know I had meningitis, and just the support I get from him and love, but just, he's just so kind. And would do, just like you said about your dad, would do anything for anyone. When somebody needs help, he would go over to my friend's house to help them work on sprinklers, whatever. It didn't matter. He would take the time and just go. And he worked a lot of hours. He worked tons of overtime so we could travel to Europe to see his family and be a part of that family, which is so important in that culture to our family going to Malta. So, I mean, my favorite part is just my dad just being the family man. And I never appreciated it until I was older. And now, especially, I have kids of my own. And now I see how he interacts with my daughters, and my kids love my dad. He can make a kid laugh in a split second. I don't know how he does it, but man, he just gets on their level with them, and they love him. So I love that. My dad's just compassionate. I think that's my favorite thing. He's compassionate, loving, and hardworking. I think those are the three. If I had three words to choose from him, compassionate, loving, and hardworking, that would sum him up in a heartbeat. So, and I guess on the other side, what is my favorite memory? This one goes to more of when I was older. There's plenty of memories when I was a kid, and my dad's got some great stories when he was a kid that I,
your
that
dad's
I
stories are freaking epic.
I know.
It's surprising he's alive.
Sometimes we'll have to have him on sometime. Maybe both of our dads, maybe we'll have to do that sometime, but, it would be funny. But, my favorite memory is I just bought my first house out of college. And like we said earlier, I don't know much about construction and working and things like that. You asked me to do music, compose music, write, arrange music. I can do okay with that, but teach music, all that stuff, I'm good at that stuff. You know, technology, I'm pretty good with. But the building of things, I'm not always great with, and just never had a interest in it. So I didn't learn a lot of it, and I need to learn more.
Well, I mean, I don't think you're giving it yourself enough credit. I don't think you're trying hard enough. I mean, you put that screen together, that movie screen.
This is true. I guess if it's something that interests me, I've got to do it. But so I bought this new house, and, you know, when I just out of college, and it was a detached garage. It was an attached garage, and it had no garage door opener with it. So I had an old garage door opener. My dad put that up himself. And then he's like, well, now that you got electricity in there, if the power goes out, you have to be able to get in, right? So, you know, it, So my dad wanted to put a door in. So I went to work one morning and was like, okay, well, when I get home, I'll help you finish up, do whatever we got to do to do. They just tell me what I got to do. So we get home.
That door's already up, man.
Yeah. My dad is sitting in the living room just waiting for me to get home. He had cut the hole in the wall in the cinder block, right? And set it up and hung the door and all by himself. I don't know how he got it hung. I don't know if he called me. I don't think he did. I mean, this is also, you know, 14 years ago, but still, like, that to me, like, my mind was blowing. I always thought my mom, you know, my mom has a master's degree. My mom went to college. She, you know, got her first degree and then did her master's degree. And I was like, wow, she's the, you know, the breadwinner of the family. She's a smart one. Cause that's what society tells us, that the person that has the education, right? That's what I was telling you about, you know, that I can't do that. Well, I couldn't do that myself. I was blown away on how smart my dad was to just make it fit perfect and make it fit right. Holy moly. So I think that's my favorite memory of my dad.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? I think that generation is the get stuff done. It needs to be done. Get it done. I think our generation, I don't know where our generation is. The younger generation is just,
But if you look back, I think there's going to be a turnaround, and I think the younger generation is going to become, I heard this somewhere, so it's not my philosophy, but I think they're going to become the hippie generation again, because I think they're going to get fed up at some point with stuff. Yep. And I think things are going to become a counterculture, and I hope things change and then people become independent, because I don't see it totally yet. But what I do think is, you look back societally, and this is my opinion. No, I haven't read anything. This isn't research based or anything, but you look back societally and you look back, our parents were children of what? What was their generation before them? What did they grow up during?
The Greatest Generation, bro.
Well, they grew up during the Great Depression, right?
The baby boomers.
Well, our parents, but they grew up descendants of the Depression, a lot of them, right? Our parents.
Yep.
So they learned from their parents hard work. Not that we didn't learn hard work from our parents, but our parents also were striving when the people from the Great Depression brought the country and turned it around so that they were successful. So then in turn, what do parents do? They do what every parent wants to. They want to give to their children and help them, right? So in turn, we reaped all those benefits. But now it's turning around that we're losing a lot of that, like, hard work. And not everywhere, not everyone, it's still there. But I think you don't see it as much in the mass amounts that you saw with our parents. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. That's my theory. But, you know, anybody out there that's listening want to tell me that I'm wrong, I'd love to hear from you. And we'll talk about it on the air, but you know, that's just my opinion. Drop it in the comments, send us an email. We've got some great emails actually coming in. From other folks that are interested in the show. So I'm looking forward to some of that stuff happening as well. So we're going to, take a short break here. And when we return, we've got another special treat for all of our listeners and fans of the show. So stick around after the break. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents on Demand Network. You can get the Parents on Demand Network app on the Apple iTunes Store or Google Play Store. On there is tons of great parenting podcasts, not just dad podcasts. There's parenting for both moms and dads. There's also some more dad ones, and there's stuff geared towards younger children, older children, all gamuts of life. And if you stick around to the end of this episode, you'll hear from another great podcast from the Parents on Demand Networks, and I'm sure you'll like it. If you like the Dad Experience, you'll like that. So stick around after the break, and we'll tell you all about the special treat we have for the listeners. This episode of the Dad Experience is sponsored by Circle with Disney. Circle is a cool white box and a user-friendly app built for families to manage content and time online for all devices. Circle pairs with just about every Wi-Fi router and all devices connected to it. The great thing is it's easy to use. I can tell you firsthand that I had it running and managing content in seconds. I know as a parent, time and ease of use is important, and Circle offers all of those things. So what can it do? It can filter content. Set time limits for things like YouTube and Snapchat. Are your kids staying up too late? You can even set bedtimes for the kids on each of their devices. So head on over to meetcircle.com to get $10 off your Circle and free shipping. Offer not valid in combination with Circle price reductions. Just use offer code CIRCLEDAD. Again, head on over to meetcircle.com to find out more about the Circle and get $10 off your Circle. That's $89. It's a steal. So head on over there, let them know the Dad Experience sent you by using offer code CIRCLEDAD. Thanks for sticking around at the Dad Experience. So I wanted to put something special. My goal was to, and Mike and I's goal was to get something out before Father's Day, so it would be released maybe on Father's Day, but life happens. And And obviously we do a dad podcast or a parenting podcast. And what comes first in our lives, Mike?
Kids.
The kids and the family. So we can't always get together and talk. So, but we did pull this one off, and it's coming right after Father's Day, which might be just a second Father's Day gift for all those fathers out there, which I'm excited about. So what I did is I talked to a lot of former guests, wives specifically, mostly of the show, as well as some of the big fans of the show and some of our biggest supporters from early on. And I posed those same couple questions that Mike and I talked about at the beginning of the show. What's your favorite memory of your dad? And what do you love most about your dad? So I got a bunch of them. They took their iPhones. So forgive some of the recording, folks. A lot of it was emailed to me and sent to me to the best I could. But we're going to hear from some of the kids. We're going to have ranges of ages from 4 all the way on up to people in their 60s. So stick around. I think you're going to find it enjoyable and some fun things out there and some funny answers. Cause you know, kids say the darndest thing, young and old, right? Cause you're still a kid. If you're talking about your dad, right? You're
true.
Their kid
forever.
So, we hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think.
All right. So what's your favorite thing about dad?
Hugging and getting nice and skinny Slurpees.
You like getting Slurpees with Dad?
Yeah, and I like to play video game with him.
Yeah?
That's my favorite thing.
What do you love most about Dad?
Hugs.
What do you love most about Dad, Eli?
That Dad's great at building things.
Yeah? What else?
That he can build wooden things like wooden foot, and he can make wooden garden beds.
What do you like doing most with Dad?
Having squirt gun fights and water balloon fights.
Yeah, what does Dad mean to you?
He means the best father to me.
Yeah, what does Dad mean to you?
It makes my heart happy, and it makes Dad's heart happy, and I give him a big hug.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say about Dad?
Yeah. I love him so much that I just want to give him a gift for Father's Day.
Okay. We can do that.
Can we?
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say about Dad?
Sometimes I like to be crazy with him, and he likes to be crazy with me. And I like to make machines, guns for Dad, and I like to help for you guys, because that's my favorite part, and my favorite parts too. And I like to watch shows with you guys. And that's my, then that's it.
And that's it. Okay.
My favorite memory with my dad would probably be me going to all of his hockey games this year. Because I can, during the car rides back and there, I can just talk to him about anything that's on my mind and anything stressing me out, and it really helps me out a lot. And I get to watch something that he's really passionate about too. I love my dad because he is very empathetic and understands our feelings and doesn't really put pressure on us with things that he understands that we aren't comfortable with. But he still tries to push us to be better and do things that could help us in the long run.
Why do you love your daddy, Olivia?
Because he loves us and he cares about us. And if his heart is broken, he will be dead or something, but he will care for us all, and he'll care if he's in heaven or even on earth.
Okay.
I love you, Daddy. You're the best daddy in the world.
I'm not talking.
Me, Daddy.
I love you, Daddy.
You're my favorite daddy.
I love my favorite daddy.
In the whole world.
In the whole world.
I'm your Abby.
I'm your Abby. Mwah. We love you, Daddy.
We love you, Daddy.
Kisses.
My name is Paula. My dad, Bill, is extremely caring, generous, and loving, but one of the most amusing things about him is his humor. He loves to tease everyone and joke around. When we were kids, April Fool's Day was a real prank day. He'd put salt in the sugar bowl so our cereal would taste awful. He'd hide one of our shoes or our homework to make us scramble around looking for it. He'd set the clock ahead an hour, and then as we walked down the street to school, he'd laugh hysterically and yell, "April Fools!" When we were up north on vacations, he'd hide a walkie-talkie in a tree, and as we sat around the bonfire later, we'd be petrified as his voice howled through the walkie-talkie like there was a ghost up in the tree. He'd sneak around the dark, and when he got right next to you, he'd scare the heck out of you as he turned on a flashlight under his chin, yelling, "Boo!" Dad's constant easy laugh, quick wit, and fun demeanor have been passed down to me and my brother and sister, and we passed it on to our kids. Family gatherings are always a blast, and we owe it all to my fun-loving, warm-hearted dad. I always look forward to the next time we're together so I can see what he has up his sleeve next.
Yeah, my dad used to take us to this place where he was born, Asha, and we go and visit our great-grandmother, and then we go visit our cousins. That was one of the best things I really enjoyed with my dad. He used to put a seat in front of him on the bicycle, and I would ride in front of him, and he pedals all the way from Kirkup all the way to Asha. And
about how far was that?
About 3 miles, 4 miles, something like that.
How old were you?
Oh, maybe I was about 4 or 5 years old. And then when I got a little older, I used to go with him and help him because he worked shifts. He was a policeman, and you know, he had time that he used to have. He used to have part-time jobs and do things for people, electrical and carpentry. And that was really good because I learned a lot from him.
What do you love most about him?
Oh, he was always cared about us. He always wanted to make sure that everybody was home when we were small before he went to work.
Memories of my father are slipping away. He's been gone 18 years, and it seems like forever. I'm nearly his age now when he passed. That's a scary thought. But memories of my father that I cherish the most are when we were on vacations up north. He taught me to hunt and fish and ride a bike. Those were times that were all for me. When we were home, he had 2 jobs and did construction work on the side. He wanted us to have everything and be comfortable, and he worked to be the best. I'm very proud of him.
What's your favorite thing about me, Charlotte?
That you're so kind.
Hey, Colin, what's your favorite thing about me?
I always say it.
What'd you say?
I say my favorite thing is cars.
Did I play with your cars?
Yes.
Crosby, what's your favorite thing about me?
Cars.
What?
Cars.
Cars? Yeah. Cars.
I have so many great memories about my dad. He took care of me growing up and nurtured me and shaped me and molded me into the person that I am today. We went on a lot of different vacations across Michigan. Some of my favorite memories were going up north to the UP and spending time moseying around in nature, picking wild strawberries, searching beaches for sea glass and rocks into the wee hours of the night. We spent so much time growing up doing all of these kinds of things, and they're things that I will never forget. My dad is a very nurturing, compassionate, kind, and caring soul. And growing up, this is one of the things that got me through some rough teenage years. And now, as I raise my own children, some of the things that I continue to see from my dad through the eyes of my own children and watching him help me to raise my babies into wonderful, warm, compassionate children touches my heart a great deal. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I love you.
Hey, Joseph.
Hi.
Hi. Can I ask you questions?
Yeah.
Why do you love Baba so much?
Because I love him.
And what's your favorite thing to do with Baba?
Play.
Play. All right. Thank you, Baba.
You're welcome.
Miles, what's one of the favorite things that we do?
Stop that! I need poop.
What do you love? Why do you love me?
Let me poop.
Bye.
Okay.
Just go, and you have your leg for luck.
I love you too, son.
Well, we really hope you enjoy that. Maybe we can make this an annual thing on the Dan at Dad experience, because I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. But I enjoyed making it, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it and getting people involved. And if you want to be a part of that sometime, if you go to the Parents on Demand Network app, when you download that app, there's actually a little voice recorder in there that people can actually leave us feedback and email it to us, and it'll come directly to the Dad experience email. So, if people are interested in sending us some, or even want to send one about their dad because they want to tell us about their dad and just have a great memory, I'd love to even air some throughout the year. So please do so. Either you can email it to us at experienceanddad@gmail.com, or go on the Parents on Demand app and use that recorder there and send it to us, and we'll get it on. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a comment about the show, or want to talk to us about the show, or have a show idea, want to be on the show, or you want to, you know, pick apart something we said on the show. Remember, we're here doing it for fun, and we just want to get real and learn from other dads. So if you have something to talk to us about, please do so. Reach out on that email. You can find us on Instagram. Just search for The Dad Experience. On Twitter, we're Dad EXP Podcast. And you can find our Facebook group, The Dad Experience, and just search for that. You might have to put podcast in there. I don't think there's any other Dad Experience things on there now, but if you search The Dad Experience or The Dad Experience Podcast, it'll pop up. So thank you so much for listening to The Dad Experience. Mike, as always, I love having you on the show. It's been so far almost, we're coming up on a year here in the fall. It's been great having you on so far, and you've added
thanks so much
to the show. And you know what? I didn't get to talk to you on this specific day of Father's Day, but happy Father's Day. And a happy Father's Day to your dad, and much love to both your dad and my dad. I don't think you and I would be the men we are today and the dads we are today if we didn't have them in our lives. So much love to them.
Every day wake up's Father's Day, baby.
Yeah. So, well, thanks again, Mike. And, you know, thanks for joining us on this mini episode and this very special Father's Day mini episode.
The Dad Experience.